بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري، ويسر لي أمري، واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين، واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Respected listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you to this program, Ulumul Quran. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon occasion, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ahlal Quran, la tatawassadul Quran, watluhu haqqa tilawatihi min anail layli wal nahari, wafshuhu وتغنوه وتبدروا ما فيه لعلكم تفلحون ولا تعجلوا ثوابه فإن له ثوابا. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O devotees of the Quran, لا تتوسدوا القرآن. Do not use the Quran as a pillow. This we learn that respect for the Quran Sharif. This is among the etiquettes that we need to know first. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Allah Azza wa Jal says in chapter 22, Surah Al-Hajj, verse 32, that whoever honors, whoever sanctifies the symbols of Allah Azza wa Jal, this emanates due to the taqwa of the hearts. This emanates due to the taqwa of the hearts. Now, when we look at this here, taqwa, what is taqwa? When you look at al-Islamu, al-adabu, kulluhu. Islam, in its entirety, is respect. When you look at tasawuf, al-tasawufu, al-adabu, kulluhu, or kulluhu, al-adabu, tasawuf in its full self is, when you look at it, the root is respect. And to honor the Quran Sharif, the Kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal, it could either bring you closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, or disrespect, or just a lack of concern. You just leave the Quran Sharif laying anywhere. You sit on it, you use it, you press it, anything. This leads you to this beautiful gift of the Quran Sharif being taken away from you. You see the Salafis, they've lost respect for the Quran Sharif. They put the Quran Sharif on the floor. They treat it just like anything. Of course, what drives a person to do that? It has to be that honor, respect, value has been taken out of the heart. Once this happens, then you just lose that honor, that value for the Quran Sharif. And then this is taken out of your hearts. Whatever the Quran Sharif says, you fail to listen, adhere to. All of this falls because you've lost that ideal respect for the Quran Sharif. Take the opposite end. Those who do not know a word, a letter of Arabic, they are still struggling with Alif Ba'ta. If you ask them, they don't know it. Many Huffaz, they know the Quran Sharif, but if you have to ask them Alif Ba'ta, they still don't know it. But they know the entire Quran Sharif. This in itself is a miracle. It's a miracle. دَامَتْ لَدَيْنَا فَفَاقَتْ كُلَّ مُعْجِزَةً مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ إِذْ جَاءَتْ وَلَمْ تَدُمِي. This Quran Sharif, Allama Busayri Rahimullah states, It remains with us forever. Therefore, it is superior to every other miracle. From minan nabiyyin, from other nabis, anbiya alayhimus salam, idh ja'at wa lam tadumi, it came but it did not remain. The Quran Sharif came and it's going to remain. This is beautiful. And he gives, if you look at the beauty of this year, when he explains and he goes in the beginning,
دعني ووصفي آيات له ظهرت ظهور نار القرى ليلا على علمي.
Allow me to describe the miracles of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which he performed. He wishes here to expound on the very miracle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a clear cut complete sign of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ظهور نار القرى ليلا على علمي, like the lightning of fires on the hillside at night for guests. In those days in the deserts, when they were receiving a guest, a particular household was receiving a guest, so they would place some candles or light for the guests who come at night, who are to be received at night. So as they are drawing closer from far, they could see, okay, there's a light. That is where we need to go. This is how they used to receive the guests and give this guest signals. He mentions here, he compares the clarity of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's miracles to that of these fires. Just as the fires were beacons for lost travelers, similarly was Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a beacon for people lost in the darkness of kufr. Mufti Ridaul Haq Sahib Damat Barakatuhu mentions, and he says this in his commentary of Qasidatul Burda, he says that with regards to this, one other meaning is this, the Quran Sharif, when he speaks specifically, because it is the chapter of the Quran Sharif. So when you speak about the Quran Sharif, he says, "Duhura nari al-qira laylan ala alami," like the lighting of fires on the hillside at night for guests. And he says, if you just go deeper into it, and you see the Quran Sharif is like a light for those who are in total darkness. When you are in total darkness, you're looking for the light. And like how the guests, when they were coming closer and closer to their destination, now they need to go specifically to a place. It's not just traveling openly. So the hosts, they would light these like a fire or something to signal to the guests to say that turn here and you'll come closer to us. So in the dark, you would find these lights. The Quran Sharif, in this darkness that we are in, it takes us out of this darkness and puts us into light. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in Surah Ibrahim, that is chapter 14.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alif Lam.
Allah Azza wa Jal mentions Alif Lam Ra, this we know, hurufi muqatta'at. Allah alone knows its meanings. This is a book we have sent down to you that you may take the people out of darkness into the light with the will of their sustainer to the path of the mighty, the praiseworthy. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentions to us here exactly this Quran Sharif. It is this Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka litukhrija an-nasa min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. It is a book which we have revealed. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, revealed, sent down to you, that you may take the people out of darkness into the light, this is done with the will of Allah, with the will of their sustainer, to the path of the mighty, the praiseworthy. Allah Azza wa Jal says in verse 257 of Surah Al-Baqarah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, Allah is the protector of those who believe. He brings them out of the depths of darkness into the light. As for those who disbelieve, their friends are the rebels. They bring them out from the light into the depths of darkness. So here's the opposite. Allah Azza wa Jal takes us from the depths of darkness into the light. And as for those who disbelieve, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that their friends are the rebels. They bring them out from the light. They were in light. They take them out of the light and puts them into the depths of darkness. Those are people of fire, Allah Azza wa Jal says. There they remain forever. Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. Hazrat Mufti Ridha ul Haq Sahib Damat Barakatuh mentions that the stanza Duhura Naril Qira Laylan ala Alami, like the lightning of fires on the hillside at night for guests, this year is, it's indicating, one meaning is, it's dark, the world is dark, and that light carries on burning, and you are searching for your destination. It is the Quran Sharif that is the light. You are searching for that destination. You need to travel towards it. And this, inshallah, will lead you to success, salvation in this world and the next. As we said initially, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ya Ahlul Quran, la tatawassadu al-Quran. Do not use the Quran Sharif as a pillow. Watluhu haqqa tilawatihi min ana'i al-layli wal-nahari. And recite and read it properly as it ought to be read day and night, fulfilling its rights. Propagate the Quran Sharif. Wafshuhu, propagate the Quran Sharif. And read it. Watagannauhu, recite it in a beautiful voice. And ponder, watadabbaru ma fihi, ponder over its contents. Why? La'allakum tuflihun, so that you may be successful. وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا ثَوَابَهُ, and do not use it, do not seek a reward for it in this life, فَإِنَّ لَهُ ثَوَابًا, because it has got a magnificent reward in the year after. In this hadith it is said that the Quran Sharif should not be used, as we said, as a pillow. Doing so is a sign of disrespect to it. Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi said that using the Quran Sharif as a pillow, stretching one's feet towards it and trampling over it, are acts which are all forbidden. Secondly, the expression using it as a pillow also implies showing neglect towards the Quran Sharif. It serves no purpose to place it on a pillow, as it's sometimes found placed on a stand by the side of the qabr in a shrine for barakah. This is utter disregard for the Quran Sharif. We are out to respect it. We owe it to the Quran Sharif that it should be read. Number two, the expression, read it as it ought to be read, watluhu haqqa tilawatihi, means that it should be read with the highest degree of reverence, honor, respect. Commandment to this effect is there. And it is there, Allah Azza wa Jal says, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ, those to whom we have given the kitab, read it as it ought to be read. The orders of a king are received with great respect, and a letter from the beloved is read with great fondness. Similarly, the Quran Sharif should be read with great respect and fondness. Number three, the expression, propagate the Quran. It means that we should do so by speech, by writing, by practicing, and by all other possible means. So we should consider all these facts take it into consideration. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq. Continuing from yesterday, we were speaking about the compilation of the Quran Sharif during the period of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. We said to you that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is approached by Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, who informs him that we need to compile the Quran Sharif in a Mus'haf form. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu at first says, how can I do something that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu mentions it's a great project to get involved in, and he keeps on approaching Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Tell Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, it is now settled in my heart. And now Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu feels the need to do so. He then, because he is the Khalifa of the time, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he then approaches Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu and mentions that you are young, you're filled with wisdom, and you were a scribe of Rasul, you are a scribe of the Wahi during the period of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you are most fit for the task. Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu responds just the way Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu responded the first time, and he says, how can I do something that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not do? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu then says, it's very good, it's a good project to get involved in, and approaches Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu on a few occasions, until Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu says, my heart was settled on this, just the way Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's hearts were settled on it. And then he starts the compilation. He goes searching for the Quranic verses and gathered the Quran Sharif from branches of date trees, stone tablets, and people's chests. See, stone tablets. Still today we're using a tablet. What do you call that? You call it a tablet. So those days, a stone, they would write on it. So like this, you had different pieces, like branches of date trees, which had the Quranic verses, the stone tablets, white stone tablets, as well as people's, in the hearts of people. Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu took on this task. He was a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. He could have written the Quran Sharif down from memory. Besides him too, there were hundreds of huffaz at that time. A group of them could also have written the Quran Sharif down. A public announcement was made that whoever had any of the written ayat of the Quran Sharif should bring them to Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. When anyone brought him written ayat of the Quran Sharif, then he would verify it in four ways. Firstly, he would confirm its authenticity by checking it against recalling it from his own memory, number one. Number two, since Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was also a hafiz, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu included him also in the task with Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu. Whenever anyone brought an ayat, then Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu would jointly receive it. Thirdly, the written ayat would not be accepted until two trustworthy witnesses would testify that his particular verse was written under the guidance of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereafter, these written ayat would be compared with the collection which had been prepared by different Sahaba radiallahu anhu. With extreme precaution, Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu gathered the Quranic verses and wrote them in an orderly fashion on volumes of paper. Every surah was written on a separate volume. Therefore, this copy of the Quran Sharif consisted of many volumes. This first copy is known as and its special features, it was as follows. In this copy, the Quranic ayat were arranged according to the order shown by Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The surahs were not arranged. Each surah was written separately. In this copy, the seven letters of the Quran Sharif were gathered. Also, the purpose for preparing this initial arranged copy, prepared by unanimous verification of the whole nation, was that it could be referred to in times of necessity. These written books of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu remained with him during his lifetime. Next, they remained with Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. After the martyrdom of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, they were transferred to Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu anha, the daughter of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. After her death, Marwan ibn al-Hakam burned them, since by this time the prepared books of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu were ready, and the nation had unanimously agreed that as regards the mode of writing and the arrangement of surahs, it was compulsory to follow those books. Marwan ibn al-Hakam had decided that no such copy should remain which should be contrary to the final mode of writing and arrangement. This is the no such copy would remain which would be contrary to the final mode of writing and arrangement. So this was the, if you look at the outstanding features, and we'll end off with this, the outstanding features of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's compilation. One, it was meticulously done, an intensive inquiry to verify the presented material. Number two, nothing was documented until it was proven that its revelation had not been abrogated. Number three, there was consensus of the Ummah about the authenticity of what had been documented between the two covers of the Noble Quran Sharif. Number four, the comprehensive of this compilation ensured that it contained all authentic forms of recitation. Then when you saw the extraordinary care taken by Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, who was tasked with this in compiling the Quran Sharif, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to call some of his companions to write down the verses soon after they were revealed to him. The writing down was usually done by Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, but others also used to do it. It is reported that there were up to 43 katibine wahi, the writers, scribes of wahi, were the original writers of the verses soon after revelation. So tomorrow, inshallah, we will be discussing the compilation of the Quran Sharif during the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. So we discussed during the period of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, we've discussed Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's vision and one desire for it, and then he participates in it as well in checking its authenticity. So tomorrow we discuss Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu's role in compiling the Quran Sharif. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.